Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSC website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of March 11th, 2024. Thursday, March 14th, is Pi Day. Pi is the ratio of the circumference of a circle to its diameter. That ratio's first three digits are 3.14, hence the celebration of Pi Day on March 14th. From the ancient Egyptians and Greeks to modern-day mathematicians, no other number has captured humankind's fascination and attention quite like pi. It continues infinitely without repeating digits and has been calculated using supercomputers to more than 1 trillion digits past the decimal. Because it represents so much mathematical fun, and because it is also the birthday of Albert Einstein, one of history's most revolutionary physicists, Pi Day has become an international holiday, with special events held around the world. For more information or to find fun Pi-related activities, visit PiDay.org. Our featured event is field trip support from the Royal Rosarians. The Rosarians will donate a total of $7,751 to Brookwood, Free Orchards, Lincoln Street, McKinney, Minterbridge, Mewberry, Reedville, West Union, Witch Hazel, and W.L. Henry Elementary Schools this year. Rosarian and former HSD teacher Holly Fowler presented the first check for $1,329 to Witch Hazel Elementary School on Friday, March 1st. Generous support from individuals, businesses, and community organizations like this one allow our schools to provide students with experiences and opportunities that otherwise would not be possible. We are so grateful to you. Are you a current or rising high school student with an entrepreneurial dream? If so, apply to the Teen Market Program and let the Washington County Chamber of Commerce and local business representatives help you turn that dream into a workable business plan. Teen Market participants have the opportunity to sell their products at local markets throughout the summer. HSD Early College is excited to begin the recruitment process for Cohort 5 this winter. Interested students should plan to attend an upcoming information session, which is a required part of the application. The next session takes place on Tuesday, March 12th at the PCC Hillsborough Center. The next meeting of the Latino Parent Advisory Committee takes place on Thursday, March 14th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Google Meet. In accordance with Senate Bill 732, HSD has formed an Educational Equity Advisory Committee to advise and inform the Superintendent and School Board on issues related to equity and corresponding practices. The next meeting of the EEAC takes place on Monday, March 18th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., both virtually and in the Administration Center boardroom. Public seating is available. The next meeting of the Native American and Alaska Native Parent Advisory Committee takes place on Wednesday, March 20th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in Room 105 at the Administration Center. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. The Native Powwow Drum Class is 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the boardroom. Families of high school seniors are invited to a college financial aid workshop on Thursday, March 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Administration Center. Support will be available in both Spanish and English. It's time for Hillsborough Reads 2024. Presented since 2015, Hillsborough Reads is a celebration of reading featuring three exciting books chosen by the community. Join them March 10th through 25th for a variety of author talks, workshops, discussions, an art exhibit, and more. The City of Hillsborough is developing a transportation safety action plan to improve safety on our streets. Please map your safety concerns at engage.hillsborough-oregon.gov and participate in either their live online open house on Tuesday, March 12th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Zoom, or their self-guided virtual open house by Friday, March 15th. Come celebrate the Walters Cultural Arts Center's 20th anniversary and enjoy artist demos, dance lessons, performances, artisan vendors, hands-on activities, and food trucks, as well as cake and other refreshments. This free day of family-friendly fun takes place on Saturday, March 16th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More than $825,000 in grant funding will help bring five new projects to Hillsborough's neighborhood and regional parks. community members voted to select the projects, which were among 118 original project ideas in Metro's pilot Nature in Neighborhoods Community Choice Grant Program. More than 3,000 community votes on Engage Hillsborough helped decide the performers for this summer's free Showtime concert series at Shute Park. See the winning bands and the full concert schedule on the city's website. Attention staff, episode 12 of HR's High Five podcast series features staff members Gabby Villamagua, Fatima Aceves Rodriguez, Jenny Teguchi, and Amy DeCoster talking about the power of relationships. Listen on our website. That's all for the week of March 11th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.